Audio Boom fans, all one word here. It's been a weird day weather-wise here. Stormy, lots of wind, in fact it's still very windy, rain, hail, beautiful sunshine, and now it's sunny with a lot of rain. Clouds, rain, clouds, but also a lot of blue sky. Sorry. On my way to the shop, I saw my daughter at her running club on the field, so I've decided to wait for her. I think they're probably finished now. She looks really tired. She took part in a school's mini marathon on Saturday, and she came 19th out of 310, and they had to run a course which was a mile, a smidgen over a mile long, and to be honest, it wasn't the easiest by the looks of things. So I think I've just caught the tail end of their last lap around the AstroTurf. She was near the back, and she'll be tired today because last night I had to take my wife to a childminding client. She was looking after kids at somebody's house for a couple of hours, and it being a birthday today, the children and I wrapped her presents last night, so we dropped Sarah off at 7 o'clock, and that's usually Harry's bedtime, or he's sometimes in bed way before then. So Harry went to bed about 8-ish, which is very late for him, and the girls went to bed 10 to 9, which is late for them. So I can see that tomorrow she's about 100 metres away from me. I can't believe she still hasn't seen me. Tomorrow looks very tired today from where I am now.
Cancelled.
Oh, I never knew I could do that. Navigation.
Cancelled. Navigation could not be activated.
Because the engine's off. What else can't I? I never knew you could do this with the engine off.
Cancelled.
She's a bit slow. Oh, now. Cancel.
Command, please.
Oh, shut up. Cancel.
Cancelled.
Oh, she's slow. So the kids are now doing sprints. They must be running. It's got to be about 60 metres. To the fence and back. So I've just spent the past hour rearranging pictures on a wall in our living room. One of the things I got Sarah for her birthday was a large, a canvas print. And it's gone in the living room. I've put it up in the living room, so I've had to shift around a lot of things and wait for the landlord to come and paint the walls. A couple of years ago, our next door neighbour had a lot of damp in their house, not their fault, and so they moved out, but the damp came through into our living room wall, onto freshly painted areas, and so that just bubbled up, and so I've been waiting for ages for someone to come out. Tomorrow's tired. She's really ragging these kids. I think she just cheated. She didn't go all the way to the fence. So paint's flaking off, showing blue paint, like baby blue paint, underneath. So I don't think I would have liked to.
Oh, God. Excuse me.
A baby blue living room. I think that's it's not. I don't think it's an appropriate colour. Or for this place anyway. Yeah, so I don't know what we're doing tonight, you know, to celebrate Sarah's birthday, but we went to Costa this morning and got us something to eat. Sorry, I'm looking at these kids running backwards and forwards. They're all knackered now. Yeah, I went to Costa this morning and we had a
cup of coffee.
My goodness, I am so tired. Up till 3:30 again this morning. And then up at 7:30. So I'm so tired, I feel so heavy, my legs feel terrible. Okay, that looks like it. I feel achy, my knees are sore. Oh God, everything's going wrong. And tonight Sarah wants to go to the gym, but oh, I might sack that off. We could just go and get something instead. Right, I can talk to you while I drive around because she hasn't seen me and now they're going to go back to school, or are they? So I installed a LED strip light in Dolly last night. There's a shelf above the main habitation area window. Get some aircon going. Even though that wind's cold. Tomorrow. They're all running back to school. Anyway, yeah, I installed an LED strip light using things called PosiTaps, which I thank the great country of the United States of America for, because they're designed and made in the US. And yeah, they're designed and made in the US. And excuse me, ladies and gents, I'm flipping, this is ridiculous. Yeah, they're designed and made in the US, and you basically just tap into an existing power supply. Oh,
Radio.
nudge the button. Cancel.
Cancelled.
And I've also wired in an inline switch. I just wanted a dimmer switch. I wasn't bothered about any of those stupid effects, you know, glowing on and off or flashing or strobe. And unfortunately, it has got those, but we don't need them. It's got the dimmer thing. And so yeah, I've wired them up so that they are stuck to a shelf on above the main window, but behind a lip, so you can't actually see the lights at all. So that's pretty good. And I'm really chuffed that we've got those in, and it means we can have in the back. A more ambient light if needs be, as we're driving along or if we're parked up, whatever. It's there. So I'm chuffed. I'm chuffed I've got those installed. Had to do a bit of soldering with the inline switch with the LED strip, but yeah, it was a really successful project. It took about 20 minutes to do. Although today, what I really wanted to do was take all of the window blinds off, because what the cold weather does is it dries up all of the lubrication on the springs of the rollers in the blinds, both the full blinds and the fly nets. So a few of those have stuck now, so I need to... I've already done one in the past, and it's a fairly easy thing to sort out, actually. So what I need to do now is take all of them off. One, two... three... Yeah, three pairs plus the main window, which is a really wide one. It's like 120 centimetres wide. Need to sort that out. But she's getting there. I really want to change the seats in Dolly, the seat covers in Dolly, because I'm not chuffed with the colours at all. That fawn, that's awful. And I would love to change the curtains inside as well, because there are this horrible green, something from the 70s. Awful green colour. So, so it's just a catch up, really. Apart from yawning my head off and being knackered. And I am yawning from being tired this time, not thirsty. Although I am thirsty, but I am tired. Things are okay-ish in life. God, I know. Jiggered. I'm going to go. I can't think. But I tell you what I'm going to do this week. I'm going to go for a wild camp in Dolly by myself. By myself. So I will report from where I camp. Audio Boom, take care. And thanks for listening if you got this far to my very boring ramble. Cheerio.
All one word.
All one word.
Out.
One word.
Out.
One word.
Out.
One word.
Out.